Today in our podcast, we'll be discussing mortality and how that relates to Hamlet and other personal experiences or knowledge that either our group members or other people that we will be interviewing have.
Mortality is defined as the state of being subject to death.
So pretty much what that means for me and my other group members, we kind of discussed it. And so like our idea of mortality is like death and evil and all those things that really come to our mind when we think of mortality, you know, like mortality rates and stuff like that all kind of have to do with death. But it's also kind of a constant reminder that nothing is forever and everything comes to an end. So mortality can be a very scary thing for people, but really it's inevitable.
One experience I had relating to mortality would be the death of my great-grandmother several years ago. We all knew it was coming to an end. Even though she had lived a long life, it was still very hard because she had a strong connection with anybody and everybody in our family, and she was warm welcoming to any new strangers. The whole idea of losing a loved one is scary, but it's uncontrollable and it's a way of life. So to grieve is okay, but having to get over that grievance may take time.
So kind of relating back to Hamlet and the idea of mortality and all those other things is, so in Hamlet, he's dealing with the death of his father, and he doesn't really have much closure, which closure helps a lot of people with death because you know why, and it just helps people getting over those feelings. But Hamlet, he didn't have much closure. It's just a sudden death of his father. And so he's really dealing with all those feelings and all those things. And then when he sees the ghost of his father, it kind of just, it amplifies all those feelings. And then, so now it's bringing, he really wants to go out and find that closure now that his father has told him about it. So now he wants to really just finish it and have his uncle get the right consequences for what he has done.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with Hamlet, there was no time to grieve after Hamlet's father's death. Shortly after the funeral, Hamlet's mother married Hamlet's father's brother, which would be considered Hamlet's uncle.
So just to kind of wrap up this podcast, you know, there's not really a whole lot we can do about death. I mean, we can do things about getting over those feelings of death, but you can never really do anything to prevent death, because at the end of the day, everyone's going to die and life keeps going. Thank you.